Hello, and a warm welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. On today's show, we'll be enjoying some recordings by Bill Vlasic. The Hop, a track from Bill Vlasic's first LP release, which he shared with fellow house organist Donna Parker. The organ was the Wurlitzer in the Paramount Music Palace Indianapolis, transplanted and enlarged from the Paramount Theatre Oakland via a two-year stay at Ken's Melody Inn in Los Altos, California. And how wonderful to hear that style of 1950s music played on theatre pipes. Bill's father was a violinist with many orchestras in the Columbus, Ohio area, and naturally Bill started his musical studies on that instrument before switching to piano. While he later majored in organ at Ohio State University, Bill first gained his reputation as a fine piano player in hotels and dinner clubs around Columbus. The majority of Bill's repertoire comes from 1920s to 1950s popular music, for which he has an encyclopedic knowledge. This is a 1947 composition from a Portuguese songwriter, Rael Ferreiro, April in Portugal.
Thank you.
April in Portugal, Bill Vlasic and the Paramount Music Palace Wurlitzer in 1996. Before joining the Music Palace, he held positions as house organist at Organstop Pizza in Mesa, Arizona, and the San Francisco Bay Area's Captain's Galley pizza restaurants, for which, unfortunately, there do not appear to be any recordings by him. But in that same year of 1996, Bill played for the American Theatre Organ Society Convention in Los Angeles. The venue was the Sexton Auditorium of Pasadena City College, which houses the Wurlitzer, owned and maintained by the Los Angeles Theatre Organ Society. From that concert, this is a number from the Frank Sinatra songbook, How Little We Know. Bill Vlasic joined the staff of the Music Palace when it opened in January of 1979 and stayed until its closing in 1995. In that time, he produced two LPs and a CD shared with Donna Parker, along with four solo CDs. This is a track from his second LP, An Evening at the Paramount, and it's a rollicking piece that would have certainly been well received by the restaurant's patrons, Late Blossom Polka. Thank you. The Waiter, The Porter, and The Upstairs Maid by Johnny Mercer, which was introduced by Bing Crosby, Mary Martin, and Jack Teagarden in the 1941 film Birth of the Blues. That arrangement was by Bill Vlasic on the Paramount Music Palace Wurlitzer from his Showboat to China CD, which featured music composed in the 1940s. Bill's 1996 release, Music, 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 presented some of the great songs from the following decade of the 1950s. In 1951, singer Tony Martin had a top 30 hit with I Get Ideas, for which the songwriting is credited to Dorcas Cochran and Lenny Sanders. It was, in fact, a reworking of a 1927 Argentine tango, Adios Muchachos. When the Paramount Music Palace in Indianapolis closed in 1995, it was apparently when its 23 owners, yes, that is 23, were made an offer for the land on which it stood that they just couldn't refuse. The Wurlitzer was initially sold to a museum in Germany at a reported price of around $80,000. When that failed to materialise, the organ was installed in the Roaring Twenties Pete's Room Pipes in Ellenton, Florida, and its two house organists, Dwight Thomas and Bill Vlasic, moved to Florida to rejoin the Wurlitzer. To my knowledge, there's just one CD release from that restaurant. Here's Bill with Oscar Hammerstein and Jerome Kearns. I've Told Every Little Star. Thank you. In 2010, the Roaring Twenties closed its doors and the Wurlitzer again was homeless, whereabouts unknown, but apparently safely in storage. It seems unlikely that it will go into another pizza eatery, since that era for them has all but passed. Bill still plays organ concerts, of course, but he now mainly plays piano in a dance band based in the St. Petersburg area of Florida. I've one last selection from the Music Palace years, Harry von Tilsa's Just Around the Corner. In 1993, when I was living in Los Angeles and presenting G-Dad It's a Wurlitzer on Radio KPCC in Pasadena, I was privileged to hear and record Bill Vlasic's concert on the Sexson Auditorium Wurlitzer that I featured earlier in today's Hot Pipes. Bill's final piece that day, played as an encore, was this rousing 1924 jazz standard, Copenhagen. Thank you. With the demise of all but three organ-equipped pizza restaurants, the opportunities for talented artists such as Bill Vlasic have greatly diminished. Bill is a product of the 70s when there were many such establishments where a musician could hone his or her talents. Fortunately, as I mentioned earlier, Bill Vlasic still plays for concerts in the Florida region. That's all I have time for this week. Don't forget to take a look at my website, hotpipes.eu, should you wish to learn about and hear more of the King of Instruments, the theatre pipe organ. Until next week at the same time, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes signing off. Bye for now.